Hello, welcome to Your Best Version, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission. In this chapter, we will talk about empathy and its implications for fostering the social and emotional skills of young people at risk of social exclusion. Empathy means being able to understand what someone else is feeling, even if you're not going through the same thing. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes, trying to imagine what life looks like from their side. It's not about having all the answers, but about listening, caring, and showing that you're there. For teenagers, empathy can be really helpful. You're building friendships, figuring out relationships, and learning how to deal with all sorts of people. When you're able to tune into how others feel, it makes those connections stronger. It helps avoid misunderstandings, makes it easier to support your friends, and even helps with teamwork and group work at school. Having empathy can also feel more connected and less alone. When you care about others and they care about you, it builds trust. You feel safer being yourself, and it becomes easier to talk about how you feel too. On the other hand, if empathy is missing, it can lead to problems. People might talk over each other, judge too quickly, or ignore how their actions affect others. This can create distance, conflict, or feelings of rejection. And when someone doesn't feel understood, it's easy to shut down or stop trying to connect at all. So how can we grow empathy? It starts with being curious about people, not just their opinions, but also their emotions. Instead of jumping to conclusions, we can try asking questions like, how are you feeling? Or what's going on for you right now? Even just listening without trying to fix everything can go a long way. We also grow empathy when we reflect on our own emotions. If you know what it feels like to be anxious, excited, left out, or proud, you're more likely to recognize those feelings in someone else. Watching movies, reading stories, or hearing real-life experiences can help too. They open up new perspectives and remind us how different and yet how similar we all are. To sum it up, empathy helps us build better relationships, avoid unnecessary conflicts, and create more understanding in our communities. And the good thing is, everyone can work on it. A little effort to listen, care, and try to understand someone's experience can make a big difference. That's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Your Best Version podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of our new skills development team, follow us on our Facebook page or visit our website at www.yourbestversion.com. Funded by the European Union, views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the European Education and Culture Executive Agency. Neither the European Union nor the EACEA can be held responsible for them. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike 4.0 International License. To view a copy of this license, please visit the Creative Commons website. Logos are excluded from this license.